U.S. forces are coming this way. The Iranian forces coming this way. This is a line of convergence happening right here. And again, as Jim just pointed out there, look at the size of the forces we're talking about here. U.S. force about 12 U.S. naval ships. The Iranians somewhere between 7 and 9 of their own Iranian vessels coming in here. And yet, even though this looks very much like a big standoff, Chris, you're saying that nobody here intends to shoot anything.
That's correct. It's been over a quarter of a century since the United States Navy and the Iranian Navy actually fought each other. Both sides want to avoid an inadvertent escalation of hostilities, so both sides communicate via third parties, and we deconflict our operations. We don't coordinate directly with each other, but we do deconflict to make sure we don't inadvertently escalate the situation.
So while all of us look in and we see the fighter jets out there, and we see the Tomahawk missiles out there, and all the potential for these coming into play, the actual goal here is to make sure that these do not come into play, and yet, while everyone's looking over here, you're saying there's a lot of action going on over here in this open water.
That's correct. Napoleon once said that an army marches on its belly. His meaning in that was an army was dependent on its logistical supply lines for its ability to fight. In this case, the Houthi rebels of Yemen are entirely dependent on their supply lines out of Iran. Now, the way Iran gets its weapons, equipment, and supplies to the Houthi rebels is via thousands of these small cargo vessels.
Small ships that take off in here and sail right around here. Thousands of them.
Correct. And so the U.S. Navy can't possibly stop all of them. The real reason that the U.S. Navy is there is just to keep an eye on that and help our
intel. And that means intelligence capabilities on an aircraft carrier out here, which will allow them to not only see what's happening on the ground, but call in more strikes from Saudi Arabia, if need be, with extra knowledge.